broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You are in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's the 1st of February, 2014, and it is storming on Oahu's west side and the east side in particular. That's the windward side of Oahu. Olomana Golf Course is closed because the storming conditions just don't allow them to open up. We're going to have a mostly cloudy day, a lot of rain. Highs expected to be about 80 degrees today. The winds are out of the south right now. They're expected to turn to come out of the northwest over Kauai late in the day. We've got Garrett Johnston standing by, sports journalist and video producer, golf writer, American correspondent for New Zealand Golf Magazine, Hong Kong golfer, Inside Golf Australia. He has been on the road. Not only did he start at Humana, went to Torrey Pines, went to PGA Show, back to Torrey Pines. Now he's at Waste Management. We'll be talking to him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
We are celebrating Valentine's Day in a very big way. Poipu Bay Golf Course is giving away two rounds of golf. Sometime during the show, you need to call 808, write this down, 808-296-5467. You will win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, where, by the way, they're going to play a round of golf today. There's a couple of groups going out, including 20 folks, the park party from Oahu. It's a good day to go to Kauai to play because on Oahu, it's storming on the east side. All right, we've also got a special deal at Acura. If you go to the Acura store and you ask for TJ Jones, This is one of those days where you really get to score. Okay, you need to go check out. You have a dream of having a really great car. Make it come true. He'll help you. It's TJ Jones. You give him a call at 942-4555, okay? Or just go down and see him today. TJ will hook you up with not just a gorgeous automobile, but just for going to talk to him, test driving the car. Get a dinner for two at a luxurious restaurant, Morton's Restaurant. A dozen roses will also be delivered to your significant other's door, and you'll get a gift certificate to Robert Palmer Designs. That's one of the island's most luxurious custom jewelry stores. That is Robert Palmer Designs. All right, let's get right into the clubhouse now. We've got Garrett Johnston. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. It's I've just been trying to keep up with all the things going on. We've got, it looks like Rory McIlroy is coming back. Bubba Watson is having a fabulous round of golf. And Lydia Ko is defending in New Zealand. And right now, after two rounds, she's second. I mean, 16 years old and defending on a professional tour. It's fantastic. What more could we ask for?
That's right. Yes, it will golf is in such a special place right now, I feel. 2014, it just seems like it's set up so well for our game. I mean, really, you know, Tiger and Phil are still in their primes. And, of course, you mentioned Rory and the younger brigades of McIlroy. And, you know, we're seeing Jordan Spieth here in the States, Patrick Reed and Harris English. And then we look to the women's game, and it couldn't be in a better spot with you. You know, Lexi Thompson, the young American, playing so well. And as you justly mentioned, Lydia Ko, the Kiwi, boy, she's doing well, doing her country proud, really, this week, and giving it a good title defense. So golf is in a great spot for 2014. It's going to be a special year. You can already sense it.
Garrett Johnston is golf writer, American correspondent for New Zealand Golf Magazine, and Hong Kong golfer, Inside Golf Australia, guest correspondent for today's Golfer UK. Now, you started off at Humana, walking with Gary Player. That must have been an honor to be able to walk and talk with Gary.
Yes, and he really is a special man. I mean, he's so caring and concerning, and he wants to get your name correct. We did a video interview, and he's like, Garrett, okay, it's two R's and two T's, right? Good man, okay, Garrett. And he's just very, very considerate. And, you know, I told him one of the things I like to do in an interview is get the person I'm interviewing to laugh or enjoy the moment. And I said, well, Mr. Player, we can't say that you're not a passionate man. And he just erupted with laughter. He's got so much joy in his heart. And it's amazing what he brings to this game. Golf is in a better place with Gary Player, you know, around, and he's so such a vital part of that Humana Challenge, along with President Clinton.
Of course, absolutely. What was his message, of course, is fitness. Did you guys talk about that?
We talked about fitness. You know, we talked about a healthier lifestyle, and, you know, he always says that if you knew the good that food does to you, that the right food does to you, it tastes even better. He always says that as he drinks his carrot juice or his celery concoction.
I love it.
It's just funny that obviously the proof is in the pudding. I mean, look at the man. He's 78. He's fit as a whistle. He's spry and mobile as can be, and it's such a great testament to his thesis and what he's all about, and not to mention the unbelievable exuberance that he brings to the game. It's just so special. That week of Humana really is about health, and that's their mantra for the week.
It's interesting that we should go from Humana, Torrey Pines. Now let's go to waste management in
that's
Phoenix,
right,
where some 200,000 people show up for 200,000. Do I have the number right?
That's what they're anticipating today, Danielle. That's correct. It's going to be a mob scene, yes.
This is an event the Thunderbirds put on. They sponsor it. They raise a lot of money. They bring a lot of people in. The 16th hole is the stadium hole. What's it? I mean, I can't imagine walking through the gate, so to speak. I mean, you come underneath. It's like coming into a stadium. You run out on the field, and you're all pumped up. But that's not really the way you want to be, is it, when you're playing golf?
That's right. I think it's akin to the Roman Colosseum of 2,000 years ago. You know, many of us watched the film Gladiator. You know, those moments of anticipation as the gladiators took the stage, took the field, if you will.
Yeah.
Boy, it's something else. And you make a great point. The players, how do they stay calm? How do they deliver? And we saw even on Thursday, we saw Harris English, a great young American player out of Georgia, take sole possession of the lead on 15 and step on the 16th tee box and promptly hit it through the green and surrendered the lead with a bogey. I mean, it happens. And I think the better players, and Harris is becoming one of them, the better players really embrace it. You know, we see Phil yesterday making birdie and just, you know, egging the crowd on, if you will. The players that are going to do well down the stretch this weekend are the ones that are going to embrace it, enjoy it for what it is, but then just let it go and finish on 17 and 18. So we'll see how they go, but it's going to be exciting regardless.
I'm glad you brought up Harris English, because he's just been in the top 10. Steady. Pat Perez, He's been at the top of the leaderboard. When I was honorary observer, I followed him and his group, at the penultimate group. That means second to the last. And as we were moving through the Sony Open in Hawaii, and he had the day before 6 birdies in a row. He was on fire. And then on Sunday, it just didn't work. How's he playing?
Oh, boy. He is a birdie machine. I mean, he... And he's a great crowd pleaser, too. I mean, he's playing very well this week. He actually has a little car. He lives here in Scottsdale now. But he has a little car that basically is like a smart car. It's about the same size as a smart car. It's built by Callaway is what it looks like. And it has no top to it. If you could imagine, good old Pat Perez with that flat-billed cap and driving around the parking lot here at CBC Scottsdale in a very small compact car with no top. It's something else to see, and his game is obviously speaking for itself as well.
And Bubba Watson, he's at the top of the leaderboard, tied with Matt Jones. They're tied for first. Bubba said this week, "I don't care about golf." It blew me away. I don't care about golf. I care about my family. Maybe I don't care about golf, but I just don't take it as seriously. What do you think he meant?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it's fair enough. He's the leader at this tournament. You know, Bubba is in many ways, he's an enigma. He's a very interesting character. It's hard to figure him out. I mean, you know, to each their own, really. You know, everybody is on their own quest, if you will. Tiger's on his quest for 18. You know, Rory is on his young quest now and finding his game. Bubba Watson is an interesting person. He's a very, very dedicated man to his family, to his faith. And I'll tell you this, this week is a special week in the sense that from a faith perspective, Aaron Baddeley has a number of people for a Bible study at his house on Tuesday. And Bubba was there, and a number of other people were there. And in a lot of ways, it's really an antithesis to what's going on here on the court.
Yeah.
It's the Waste Management Phoenix Open. It's so much about faith and family and bringing people together. And that was a special night for them all to unite, all the Christians on tour. So, you know, it really is, I think that's more where Bubba's coming from. He's encouraged by his fellow friends and family, and I think that's overall where he's coming from.
Yeah, I think just what he said is he doesn't put golf first. He's not going to worry about it. He's going to go play the game. He's got a lot to work on, you know. He wasn't at the top, but you can't worry about that. You just start feeling. The way he feels the game is the way Bubba Watson plays the game. And if he loses the feel, if it becomes stressful, right? If it becomes stressful, you become tight. You're not feeling it anymore. You're not playing anymore. And I think that really is, that's something I'm watching Tiger Woods, okay? First of all, Tiger Woods, he looks tired. Tiger looks tired. He looks exhausted. And it's just the beginning of the season. He took a long period of time off. He looks heavier. He's muscle bound, and I said this earlier this year. He just doesn't. He's going to stress the ligaments out in his body if he keeps working out and keeping that muscle. I mean, it's so heavy for him. I don't understand why his fitness regime is the way it is. I think it's really hard on him, and that desperate need to get number 15. It's got to, again, you got to relax and let it come. Otherwise, you're just going to be fighting it up against the wall. We're talking with Garrett Johnston. He's sports journalist and video producer, and we want to take a real quick break and come back, talk to him about the PGA show, and who does he think is going to win the Super Bowl? My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam.
and Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
This is the perfect weekend to stop by Acura of Honolulu and try out their new 2014 RLX. Okay, it's not the best weather weekend to go to the beach, certainly. You want to tell them you heard about it from me on the Golf Club Radio Show. This is the only place you hear about this. When you take one home, they're going to throw in a sweet Valentine's Delight package to help you treat that someone that you love so very, very much, very, very special. You get a dinner for two at the luxurious Morton's Restaurant. A dozen roses are delivered to your significant other's doorstep or door or office or wherever you'd like to make an impression. And you get a gift certificate to Robert Palma Designs, home of some of the island's most luxurious custom jewelry. Of course, Acura offers rates as low as 0.9% on all new 2014 RLXs. Helps you save and splurge a bit on that someone special. You won't hear about this promotion anywhere but here on the Golf Club. Give TJ Jones a call. He's the guy you got to get hooked up with to get this special deal. Okay? It's TJ over at 942-4555. That's the number. And you want to visit him at 711 Ala Moana Boulevard. We're talking with a young man, Garrett Johnston, who has been across the United States of America along the West Coast, then all the way to the East Coast for the PGA Show. And coming up after Garrett is John McGuire from Ireland, who was really a big hit at the show. Game Your Game is his Twitter handle. It's Game Golf. So many reasons you want to get Game Golf on your hip. But what impressed you the most, Garrett Johnston, at the PGA Show?
Well, that's a very fair question. I mean, it is a special event. It was my first show. I tend to cover the competitive game mostly, but I'll tell you, Danielle, to me, I was just impressed by how golf unites the masses. It really is a great uniter. And we see that with folks from around the world. You mentioned Ireland. You know, a lot of the Travel Ireland folks were out there, Golf Ireland, Golf Scotland. My publisher from Australia, from Melbourne, flew all the way out there and met me as we worked on different assignments for Inside Golf magazine. It's special to see so many people united by this great game, Danielle. That is what my big takeaway was from that special week in Orlando.
Wow, that's fantastic. I like that. And that's why I want to go. You know, I've just heard about so many people going to the PGA Show, and I haven't been myself yet, so I have to get there. On the question about Ryder Cup, you know, in Scotland, Glenn Eagles, Tom Watson, picking three captains' picks and putting the strongest team together, of course, the challenges he faces. What do you think? You think he's going to make it this year? I mean, he's always had great fortune in Scotland.
Yeah, in other words, is Tom Watson going to win it for the Americans? Is his team going to win it?
Yeah.
Is your question.
Yeah,
you know, boy, there's so much to transpire coming ahead. And 2014, what a year. You have to let the Ryder Cup years in the sense that the Europeans, a lot of them play with maybe another vigor to it. I mean, Sergio always has great Ryder Cup years, it seems, winning the Players in 08. Just all those things. It's great to see many, many players passionate about the Ryder Cup. When it comes to the Americans, I'm telling you this right now, this is a prediction, and you heard it here first. Harris English, and this is a little silly play on words, come Glenn Eagles in 2014, Harris English could be the best English player in the field, quote unquote. Silly play on words, but you know, there are some young Americans like Harris and Jordan Spieth that could very well make that team. You mentioned Tom Watson being the captain. Brant Snedeker idolized him growing up. He would talk with him at a couple events here this year. He loved nothing more than to play for his idol, Tom Watson.
Yeah.
There is a lot behind having Mr. Watson as the captain. His success in Scotland speaks for itself. His demeanor and what he brings to the team, what he brings to that room, no nonsense. It's Tom Watson. No nonsense there. So, boy, the depth of Americans this year is unbelievable. And we're just talking about the younger players, but, I mean, you've got Furyk, Stricker, Woods, Mickelson. The list goes on. This is going to be one heck of a special Ryder Cup at Glen Eagle.
It's going to be fabulous. All right, so we've got the Super Bowl tomorrow. Do you got a pick?
Oh, without a doubt. I always love to go with a team that has wanted it for longer. And last year I went with Baltimore because, as we know, Ray Lewis and that whole defensive core, you know, he must have been preaching to them for years, for 17 straight years. Hey, we got to get to the bowl. And this year it has to be the Denver Broncos. They wanted it for longer, I believe. You know, especially at the quarterback position, Peyton Manning and his experience versus Russell Wilson.
It's going to be interesting. Garrett Johnston, thanks for being on the show. Sports journalist, golf writer, American correspondent for New Zealand Golf Magazine, Hong Kong golfer, Inside Golf Australia, and guest correspondent for today's Golfer UK. Aloha.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
PGA Show. Star at the PGA Show was Game Golf. And it's always a thrill for me when I've talked to someone at the beginning of their quest, not at the very beginning, but before it gets launched, and then to see the amazing success that can come about when a dream is realized. John McGuire is CEO of Game Golf. It's a new way to track your game. Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood, big supporters. You can find them on Facebook. That's Game Golf. You can follow on Twitter, Game Your Game, and we're going to find out just what this means. John McGuire joins us again. He was on, I think it was in April of this year, or last year, right? Boy, these years are going by. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Danielle.
It's great
to be here.
It's great having you here. John's calling all the way in from Galway, Ireland. He's based in San Francisco, but he's visiting. How long has it been since you've seen your parents?
2 years since I've been home.
Well, I want you to say thanks to Mom for letting you, you know, leave the kitchen and talk to me.
They're actually all here. They're all here sitting down listening.
Fantastic. All right. Game Golf is a device that you put on the hip. Let's say you're wearing a skort or a pair of slacks or shorts, you know, if it's okay for you to wear shorts at your club, and you put this device on your belt, let's say, and then you take your club, and it has a reader that you place on the grip. How does that work? How do you put that on the grip?
So there's a little device that attaches to your belt that has been designed by a guy called Yves Berhard, who is behind most of the behind the Jawbone products and a lot of some of the most iconic products in the world right now. And then there's little tags the size of a dime, and they screw into the top of your golf club handles. And each tag has each tag has D for driver, or 5i for 5 iron, or 7i for 7 iron. So they just screw into the top of the golf club where the T-peg hole is. They screw in there. The device sits on your belt. It's a little tiny thing. And basically, when you get on the first tee
if you got, you take out your driver, you bring the tag or the top of the club to the device. The device vibrates to let you know that I know your location, I know the golf course, and I know what club you're using. And because we have over 33,000 golf courses mapped throughout the world, when you hit that driver, and when you, let's say you land on the fairway and you take out your 7-iron and you tag again, when you go through your pre-shot routine, and then when you're ready to take your shot, you tag and go. And then we start calculating your distances, and we start calculating all of your statistics for you automatically. So an analogy that was used quite often at the PGA show throughout the 3 or 4 days that we were there was that this is basically ShotLink for the amateur golfer. And that's something that our people that were buying the product and potential customers, that's an analogy that they were using, which is probably fairly correct.
ShotLink for the average golfer. That's fantastic. So I've got my club. It's got the tag on the grip. I touch the device on my hip. It vibrates. It says, I recognize the club. I've got you on the course. And then it tells you how you're swinging. Tell us what is the information that it stores.
Yeah, so it captures what clubs you're using. So let's say, it captures the distances of your clubs. And that's probably the first value proposition. So if you're an avid golfer, if you're an aspiring golfer, one of the, Lee Westwood, who's involved in the company for the last year and a half, one of the things that he said at the AT&T Pro-Am last year in an interview was that most amateur golfers under club, they come short of the green where most of the trouble is. And especially as you get older, mentally maybe you still think that's the right club for the shot. So the first value proposition for a golfer is that we collect your distances of your clubs for you without you having to do anything. That'll be the first reason that somebody would like to have this product. The second would be that we then start generating all of your statistics. So your fairway accuracy, drive distance, greens in regulation, scrambling, the stats that, and this is something that Graham McDowell said, and he's really been involved the last 2 years in the testing of this product and in the product feedback. These guys have a number of different systems collecting this type of data for them. The amateur golfer does not have access to those type of stats unless you get out a pen and a piece of paper and start collecting them as you're playing golf. And really nobody wants to do that, because golf is about having fun, and it should be a fun experience. So that's, one of the key things that we did with this device was, or with this technology, we there's no screens or anything like that on the device. It merely collects data while you play. And it was designed to do that so that it didn't get in the way of the experience. So that's the second value proposition, is that it generates tour level stats for the amateur golfer that you can use to help you improve in your game. And then the third thing, which is really, it took a lot of time and effort and resources and design thinking, was, well, how do you visualize the course you just played? How do you visualize every shot you just took? Like what you see on the tour. And, we have created a world-class design-led web interface and mobile interface where you can actually see the golf course you played, you can see the shots that you took, the clubs that you used, your distances, and your statistics. So, that's pretty compelling if you're a golfer, that this type of technology gives you that type of data.
That's fantastic.
And then from a, Danielle?
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you.
We're talking with John McGuire. He's the CEO of Game Golf. This is a new way to track your game. Graham McDowell, Lee Westwood, obviously big supporters. They've been behind this project for 2 years. And it was launched in July. Indiegogo is where it was a crowdsourcing. It's just magnificent the way today's technology can start a startup and get the impetus going, get the money together to make this all happen, because it's such a fabulous idea. And as John McGuire started bringing his product to fruition and launched it in July, then goes to the PGA show, imagine this. He is then partnered up with PGA of America. This is like, as John said, ShotLink for the average golfer. And now, John, when so you've got the little device and you can't see it, it's just capturing. You don't have like an iPad or iPhone that you're dragging around the course with you. It's just the little device on your hip. So how do I get that information that's there onto something that I can then see?
Yeah, so right now, after your round of golf, you basically, using your USB cable, you plug it into your laptop and you upload to the cloud or to our web platform, which takes, you know, pretty much 60 seconds. And then you have access to your data, you know, so right now we have decided that it's all post, it's all after your round of golf, because really when I sat down with Yves Berhard, the Swiss designer, 3 years ago, we talked about creating an experience that would not get in the game, the way of the game of golf, that would deliver a real fun, visual and engaging experience that would help grow the game. And that is why the PGA of America, Pete Bevakia, the CEO, and his team, you know, when we met those guys a few months ago, that's why they became so enamored with what we were doing, because, you know, I mean, I think the timing is perfect from the point of view of, you know, golf needs to be brought into the 21st century. And whatever does that needs to respect its traditions. And that's what we set about doing, well, actually 6 years ago, but really when we met with Yves Berhard, the designer in San Francisco 3 years ago, that's when the design thinking and the UI, UX, et cetera, that's when that really started to be, you know, that's when the cooking really started there.
When you talk about respecting the traditions of golf, how do you incorporate that into it? Tell us what that means.
Well, I think it means that, you don't develop something that gets in the way of play or slows down play for us. So, you know, a lot of people along this journey said, well, why don't you just do this with a mobile phone? You know, as phones get cleverer and smarter, et cetera, why not do it with that? Because there are a plethora of apps out there right now that allow you to input the data. But for me, that's something that is not part of the game, in my opinion. Now, a lot of people use their phones, but a lot of people don't. So we decided to create something that basically seamlessly collects your data without you having really to do anything. And from the point of view of growing the game, you know, because I guess this company is based in San Francisco, you know, I moved it there for a reason, for the design thinking and for the talent. You know, we have people that have led engineering teams from Facebook, et cetera, working in our company now. So social is really at the center of everything that we're doing. So, for example, I can play a course in San Francisco. I can play the Olympic course that Graham McDowell played at the U.S. Open a year and a half ago, and I can compete against his round of golf using our system. Or I can play, let's say, Lake Merced in San Francisco, and I can compete against my brother-in-law, my two brother-in-laws that play golf. I can compete against them and my brother, who are very jealous, by the way, that I can play Lake Merced on the Olympic course in these, while they're in windy, wet Ireland. So,
but what do you mean you can play against them? How do you?
You can compete and compare against your friends, or even the tour players that have played that course or other courses. So I could create a challenge with my brother Thomas, let's say, who's a high handicap golfer. Let's see who's got the longest drive over 18 holes. So I play on a Saturday, he plays on a Sunday, and once he uploads his data, the system compares us. And we have this concept of an activity feed on the system. And really what that is, and again, it's why the PGA were so interested in what we're doing, we bring the data to life through an activity feed. So if I play on a, let's say I play on a Saturday, and, you know, I'm back at my desk, I'm working Monday, and golf is now no longer in my mind. But let's say Thomas or one of my friends, my brother or one of my friends, let's say he plays on a Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday. As soon as he uploads his data, I will get a notification to my phone while I'm working to say, you know, Thomas just beat my longest drive on hole number two, or Thomas had a personal best, his GIR percentage, you know, improved. And that puts golf right in front of me again, and it's, you know, in a fun and engaging way, creates the desire for me to get out on the course and win back that record, or or just to engage with my buddies that they got.
Yes, yes. So somebody in Switzerland who's playing, or in England, or anywhere in the world, and you're sitting at your desk, and you guys are friends. You may not even know each other personally, like physically, one-on-one. You may never have met a person either. It could be someone that you know through Twitter or through Facebook, but you have this competition going on, and that just says, okay, look what you did. I want to get on the golf course, and I'm going to get better. So in that sense, it helps grow the game. In addition to that, and I think this is really important for a lot of beginners, a lot of times when you're on the golf course and somebody says, so what shot is this? You know, is this your fourth, fifth, sixth? You know, yeah, it's a par five. Yeah, I might be going for my eighth. It'll keep track of all those numbers for you too, won't it?
Yeah, it basically, you know, it keeps track of all of your stats, be they good or bad. Even for, you know, let's say the distances. I mean, there's really smart stuff going on here. You know, we take the median distance that you hit with your clubs, and where there's outliers, like let's say that 5-iron that you use to punt it out from underneath the trees or whatever, we exclude that from your distances. So there's a lot of clever logic going on in the system to really replicate the round of golf that was played.
Wow. So, I mean, you're keeping your handicap, your score is being kept by the device. It's got everything. The one thing I want to ask you, and this is something that I'm trying to figure out, because as you said, there are so many apps out there keeping track of things. I find the phone a very difficult device to use when I'm on the course. I've just not gotten accustomed to having all of my clubs and then trying to do the thing with the phone. It becomes too much. But I want to know the distance from where I am to the center of the green, or whatever the location is, or, you know, how far is that bunker over there? What do you suggest? This device won't do that for me, right? I still need a GPS, something locator, or am I wrong?
Yeah. So yeah, we actually do have that data. We do collect data. We're collecting allows us to have that type of information, but for right now, you know, we've decided that the most important thing right now and the focus of the company is collecting the data.
Yes.
However, you know, in future, especially with these smartwatches that are coming out and other things like that, you know, it is in the foreseeable future. I mean, it would make sense that the device can send the data to a smartwatch like a Pebble watch or one of these watches that gives you front, middle, and green. No setting up, no installing. You know, there's some very clever technology coming out now that really has the user experience in mind, that you know, that basically opens up a lot of opportunities over the next 12 to 24 months for what we're doing. So we really have 2 years of features that we intend to release.
Wow.
To just continue to create a really compelling, engaging, and visual experience for the golfers that ultimately help the golfers have more fun. And if you can help people have more fun, they generally want to do more of it. And if you do more of something, you generally get better at it. So, you know, the premise behind this thing is to create something that is fun, simple, and basically very visual, so that people want to do it more and more often.
Wow.
You know, so that's the and actually, because we're often asked, I want to get this point across, is the tagging. You know, when you stand on the tee box and you tag when you go through your pre-shot routine, so Graham McDowell goes through his pre-shot routine, and when he's ready to take the shot, he tags the top of the club to the device. The device vibrates, and then he goes. He takes the shot. So in his head, he has a little phrase called tag and go. That's a performance trigger that we have built into the device. So it's like it's mentally, when you're ready to take the shot, you cross the line, you take the shot. And what we found in our beta testing is that what's happening is actually golfers are the pace of play is actually increasing, because it's kind of like a definite thing. The minute you tag, you take the shot. And we have found that it's speeding up the game also.
And we're talking with John McGuire, CEO, Game Golf. That's the name of it. It's at gamegolf.com. We can buy the device, right?
Yeah, so, you know, as you said, at 9:30 on Wednesday, last Wednesday at the PGA Merchandise Show, we were the first people on stage. We had Pete Bavakia from the CEO of the PGA of America, and we also had Mike McCarty, the president of the Golf Channel, Graham McDowell and myself. And we announced the partnership with the PGA and actually with the Golf Channel also. And with that announcement, Kem, that we are green for go, basically that the device is now for sale. So if you go to gamegolf.com, there's a 3-minute video there that really, everything we're talking about here, it will visualize what it is that we're talking about. But yeah, the device is for sale now.
It's fantastic. John McGuire, Game Golf. It's a new way to track your game. And what you do is you take a tag, and the device comes with tags for all of your clubs. The driver, it says D for driver. You put those, screws them right at the top of the club head. Excuse me, the grip, right on the grip. There's a place for it, right? It screws right in.
Yeah, so there's a little, you know where you put the tee peg today?
Yes.
Or where you can put the tee peg where the little hole is? Right at the top of where the grip is. So basically, when people grip your clubs, there has to be a hole at the top so that the air comes out as the grip goes on. So that's where you screw in the tag. And these things are designed to be lightweight, so they don't affect the swing of the club in any way. And they're also designed to be durable, so that, you know, when that golfer throws the golf club, or when he's walking with it as a walking stick type thing, which we've seen all sorts of behavior, that they don't break. And we've gone through many iterations of material to make sure that these things are very solid. So it's right there at the top. It screws in. So actually, in the package that you will receive, you have the device, and you've actually got 18 tags. So you've got 14 for your clubs, and you've got 4 extra, you know, for that second driver or that favorite wedge or whatever that you might pop in and out.
That's beautiful. So you tap your club grip against the device on your waist, and it registers the information. Go through your pre-shot routine, tag, and go. It's beautiful. It's tag and go. I love it. Keeps your distances, all your stats, your scrambling, and you can see it, because when you download that information to your computer, goes up to the cloud, comes to you, all that information is stored, and you can track your progress. It's wonderful. It's ShotLink for the average golfer. It's been a great conversation, John McGuire. It's at gamegolf.com, and it's available for you right now. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
And aloha from Hawaii to Ireland, lovely Galway.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available Acura Link. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With dual-eye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One-button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in, and available Acura Link surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin. Wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
That's so much fun. I mean, Inter-Island Game Your Game is what it is on Twitter. So you can go to Twitter and follow Game Your Game. You want to go to gamegolf.com to find out more about this device that will keep track of your stats like ShotLink does for the pros. It's wonderful. And for us in the islands, there's Kauai, there's Oahu, there's the Big Island, Maui, Lanai, Molokai, you know, and it's expensive to travel inter-island. You not only have to fly, which is over $300 round trip, you know, you got to go back to work, then you got to have transportation, a place to stay. So in this way, we can stay connected in a way that, you know, if I'm on an island and I get to play a course and I get to show how I did and play against a friend of mine who lives there, it's very cool. Very cool idea. We're bringing into the clubhouse now a good friend of mine. He has introduced me to some really very cool people that I've had the pleasure of talking with, even meeting, including short game guru James Seekman. His name is Brad Garrett. He's the founder of TG Healthcare LLC, and he was in Scottsdale, Arizona for a very special reason. You know, the girls are back. The girls are back. 12 young women head to Florida for their chance to launch their career in professional golf. To survive, they'll have to endure a series of intense head-to-head challenges that will test their golf skills and mental toughness. They better bring their A-game because it premieres on February 24th. It's on Golf Channel. It's called Big Break Florida, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Big Break. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Good morning. How are you today, Danielle?
Excellent. So you went to Scottsdale to try out to be on Big Break?
I did. It was just an interesting opportunity. I was running around in between a couple of different meetings in Omaha about 10 days ago or so, and I get a text message from a friend of mine that works over at the Golf Channel. It says, call me now. So, you know, I'm driving around, going to my next meeting. I get another text message that says, I thought you were going to call me now. So I'm like, all right, I better give him a call. So I give him a call, and he says, I've got something for you, and I want you to listen before you say no. And I'm, all right, you got it? Sure, let's hear it. He goes, well, I got out of a production meeting this morning, and a couple of my producers were been following you on Twitter, and they want you to come audition for Big Break.
Wow.
and you know, I kind of thought about it. I'm like, I'm 42 years old and I play the cocktail tour. I don't play professional golf anymore. So I said, you know, that's a great opportunity and I really appreciate it, but I'm not sure. And he's like, no, let's talk this out. So I won't bore you with those details, but the next thing you know, I'm on an airplane out to Scottsdale to meet with some producers from the Big Break. So I actually was talked into it, and that's where the adventure begins, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you know, okay, so you fly out to Arizona, to Phoenix. Waste management's underway. Did you go to the event?
I did. I went and I hung out with a couple friends on Monday at the event. I like to do the driving range on Monday, see some old friends, some guys that are actually playing the golf for a living, and do it very, very well. So I was able to go out and visit with them and say hello, and that was fun. And then the next day on Tuesday, I was set to audition at 2 p.m., so I showed up a little early, like I would to any business meeting, and I was able to kind of just take it in and see what they were doing and how things were rolling. They had a tent set up on the driving range, and they had about three cameras next to the tent, and I watched these young studs with their tour bags and their fancy clubs, and they're all so skinny and tan and got perfect hair and visors, and their shirts are looking good, and I'm sitting there going, wow, I'm really feeling out of place here. Because first of all, I didn't bring my club. So I'm thinking that could be a mistake, or it could be a benefit. I'm not sure yet, because maybe I don't want to swing on camera. So I'm kind of watching how things are going, and they interview you first. Well, first you had to fill out this release form that asks you a whole bunch of questions, which made me a little bit nervous. But I was able to fill out almost all of the questions that they needed to know. So you turned in that, and then they asked you to just kind of wait over to the side, and they watched people swing, and they talk to you, and they film your swing. So I'm thinking, I better get some golf clubs. So being resourceful like I am and being an old bag rat, I know what $20 can get you. So I run down to the bag room, and I find this nice young man that's working. I say, can I borrow a driver and, like, a 7-iron? He's like, from someone's bag? I'm like, or a rental set. I don't really care. Just a driver and a 7-iron. And the young man, $20. I grab a 7-iron and a driver and head back up to the range, and they call my name. And so the first thing they do is they run through a bunch of questions, just, you know, where are you from? And you say all of your bio, almost like a biography of who you are, real short. Then they ask you to make some swings. So the lady says, well, where's your bag? And I said, well, I don't need a bag. I've got a driver and a 7-iron. That's all you'll need, right? She's like, sure. So I could see she was somewhat surprised, maybe discouraged. I'm not sure yet. So I put a couple good moves on the driver, and I was pretty impressed. I held my pose, made it look like I hit it 300, which probably only went 248. I need the game on golf from John there, then I would have actually known how far it went. But he's already sending me one in the mail, so I'll be able to judge that next time. But I did real well on the swings, and the young lady that was talking to me first said, well, can you sit over there? And I sat for about 15 minutes, and then I got asked a whole bunch of other questions by another producer, and then I thought I was done, and then I got to talk to one other person. So for what they said would be about 15 minutes, ended up being about an hour, so I think I did pretty well. I got a nice email. I'm not really allowed to say more than that. Other than stay tuned.
You tease.
So, I know, but you know me, so that's what I like to do. That's what they're called. What are they called? Cliffhangers, maybe?
Yes, it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you and I both like our TV shows, so you and I both can agree that cliffhangers are good.
Yes. Okay, now the first question I have is, what question did you not want to answer?
Oh, they asked certain things like, you know, income and you know, things like that, that at that point I didn't really think was too relevant. I will tell you, you had to pay your own way to get to Scottsdale. They didn't pay for that. So I figured I didn't have to answer all of their questions.
Right. I totally get it. I mean, that, you know, whenever I get to that question on anything, it's like, well, how much do you make? It's none of your business.
Yeah, I'm not enough. I always look for the box that says not enough. I mean, that's never there.
It isn't.
It's like asking a tour player, how well did you do last year? And they're like, well, it's in the paper. You know, that's one of my favorite stories of all time. I was having lunch with BVP, and he was telling me about, he was on one of his weeks off, and his oldest was waiting patiently all day to talk with him before he had to get done with his business. And he said, Dad, we need to have a talk. And he's like, well, what's going on? He's like, I think I need a raise in my allowance. And he's like, no, I think your allowance is just fine. He's like, but Dad, in the paper, it just showed how much money you make on Sunday. Those are always good. So for me, I always look for the box that says I don't make enough.
But Dad.
Exactly.
Okay, when you were, I know you don't like, you're not a name dropper, but you've played with a lot of great players. May I just, you know, Bo Van Pelt, Jamie Lovemark, you've played with a lot of great players.
Mm-hmm.
When you do play with some of these, you know, top players in the world, the top players on the planet, are you nervous at all?
You know, I am nervous. I am always nervous. I even get nervous on my Saturday morning game with my buddies. You know, that first tee is always fun. I don't think it matters if you're playing with someone on the professional tour, you're playing with your best friend. I think if you don't have a little bit of nerves, it means you're not alive. So I enjoy it either way. I think you calm as the day goes on. but there's also people, the pros get nervous on the 16th, 17th, and 18th hole. It's not just always about the first hole. So I think in a round of golf, it fluctuates. Maybe Game On Golf could learn how to keep us calm the entire time. I mean, I think, 12 Bud Lights might do that, but you're not always able to do that. So, people do get nervous. I get nervous, but I enjoy the nervous energy. I call it nervous energy. I think it means you're ready to play and you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah, and people tell me you can channel it. You just focus it. And I think that's one of the challenges, is learning how to challenge it. We've got a lot more stories. Can you hang out for a few more minutes? I need to take a break. Take care of
you got it.
Take care of us. Okay, we'll be back.
Oh, absolutely. I understand. All right.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with Brad Garrett, and he just tried out for Big Break. And all he'll say is, stay tuned. And that's what I'm going to say. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We got Valentine's Day coming up. Let's give away Poipu Bay, a special gift for someone that you just want to go play around with and be just alone on the golf course. Your Valentine's Day special. All you have to do is call 808-296-5467. You'll win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. It's 808-296-5467. Be the ninth caller, and you will win. All right. We're talking with Brad Garrett. He is founder of TG Healthcare, LLC, and he flew out to Scottsdale, didn't bring his clubs, and he was there to audition for Big Break, Golf Channel's show. Now, he goes down, and I thought this was fascinating for a while because I wanted to just get to know what I could do with my putter had to come with me, of course, my driver and my 7-iron. Why did you choose those two clubs, the driver and the 7-iron, Brad?
Well, the driver to me is kind of like shooting free throws. It's the same position all of the time. You get to tee it up exactly the way you want it. You can kind of stand behind it. You can really, do it up kind of tour player style, kind of stand there behind it, eye it, pretend like you're looking down the fairway. So I was going for something that, I could pull off. If they would ask me to, get in a bunker, I'd have been going through my James Deacon short game, thoughts in my head, and would probably scold it out of the bunker and hit one of the producers. So I thought I would go with something easy. So I figured the driver is easy. It's teed up. And then I figured, how about a 7-iron? Because that's something I think most people practice with on the range. And there was no way I was going to look for like a 3-iron or a 1-iron. So I figured driver 7-iron would be right about my comfortability, especially because the 7-iron was a lady's length. So I figured I'll just go with that. So it worked out great.
It sure did. Speaking of James Siegman, let's say you're chosen, to be in Big Break.
Yeah.
Are you going to go and take some serious lessons?
You know what? If I get chosen to be on the show, I think I will probably start practicing. I might have to spend some more time with my mom out in California because it's 22 degrees in Omaha, Nebraska right now. So the chances of getting on green grass aren't good, but I would go over and see another buddy of mine that's got an indoor facility here in town so you can get some work done indoors. But you know, it might be fun just to go out there and not have any practice at all and see what happens. So I'm not sure yet.
You sound like it's such a risk.
Come to Hawaii.
Yeah, maybe you should come to Hawaii. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We'll fly around and play a bunch of golf courses here. You got a lot of green grass.
Exactly.
And you know what? I somehow I think that you would bring a certain spice and an excitement to the show. I mean, all the young guys are, you know, in their perfect coiffed hairs and, and all that stuff. But there's something about maturity and someone who's lived a while and been around, you know, and played the game and then played the cocktail circuit. I love what you call that.
Yeah, it was. That was one of the questions I got asked by two different producers. It was both of them asked me, "How would you feel competing against people that are, quite frankly, half of your age?" And you know, I know a couple people that have been on Big Break, and I talked with them before it. And what's interesting about the Big Break is you're not playing a full 18 holes of golf. They're asking you to hit a shot here, hit a shot there, stand around for 2 hours, reset the cameras, hit a shot. So you're not particularly getting up on the first tee and playing 18 holes and saying, oh, great, I shot even par today, or, oh, what a wonderful round, I shot 69. They're asking you to hit it inside of this square here or hit it there. So that's what's so wonderful about golf, and that's what makes it so much fun for people of all ages, is that within a round of golf, you just need to hit one good chip shot and you'll remember it, or make one long putt, or hit one drive better than your buddy. You may have the worst day that you've had score-wise, but within that worst day of having a bad day scoring, you hit three wonderful shots that you can brag about and your friends brag about, you forget about what you shot. So that's kind of Big Break, is, you know, you just have to hit that one good shot when the camera's on.
Exactly. When it counts, you've got to be on your game. Really.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Game on. Boy, we should have him be sending royalty checks to you and I today.
Okay, so, oh, God, I'm just thinking about when they follow up with more questions. What was your sense? I mean, you got queried. First you filled out the form, then you talked with the first producer, then you talked with the second producer. What are they asking you, different questions?
Yeah, they were. Some of them were the same, but as I noticed, I felt more and more comfortable because as I got there early and kind of watched, not everybody started talking to the second and third producer.
Ah.
So I felt like I must be doing something right because I'd be wasting their time if they kept asking me things. I think you touched on it before. I think someone that's been around golf, particularly a little bit older than some of the other people that were auditioning, these people are very serious. I mean, they're doing it for a living. They're sacrificing things in their life to do it. So, you know, they are very, very competitive and very, very serious. But I'm also very competitive and serious, maybe just not on the golf course all the time. I enjoy the game, and I think they could see that, and I think that's probably why the producers that follow me on Twitter know that, you know, there's also a story to be told within these TV shows. It's not always about just the great, you know, shots and the best players, because if you've watched the show in the past, you know, they like to make you see what they want you to see and draw you in. So maybe an old guy like me that could add some flavor to the show.
Personality, yeah. And be prepared for conflict. And I mean, doesn't that seem to be the show?
It is. Well, my the first thing my buddies are like, you know what, Brad, you would have said yes immediately if it was a co-ed show. And I said, yeah, you know, you guys got me. You're right. And so they're like, is it a co-ed show? And I'm like, no, it's not. So I even told one of the producers, you know, if there's no room for me on this one, you know, maybe the co-ed show would be a good spot for me. That could work for me.
So. Yeah, and there's like 200 guys already signed up for that one, okay?
Exactly. Yeah, it would be a lottery pick. But, you know, I think it's fun. You know, it'll be a good opportunity. We'll see what happens.
We're rooting for you, Brad Garrett, founder.
Before
yes.
You, before you go, I just want to know, what is your favorite TV show you're watching these days? Because I know you and I, we like to talk about our TV shows. Anything new you're watching?
Oh, goodness. I'm waiting for The Americans to start up again. That's one of them. I'm watching Sherlock. I can't help it. Oh, it's very difficult for me to even admit it. But, you know, that English series?
Okay.
On PBS?
I gotcha. I gotcha.
What are you watching?
You know what? I'm really into this new True Detective on HBO with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. It's very, 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 very interesting and weird and just makes you feel uncomfortable when you watch it. It's very good TV. And then House of Lies is coming back on, so I'm excited about that. But I always enjoy the banter with you on Twitter. You keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for having me on the show.
I love having you on the show. You're fun. I love you can follow Brad, by the way, at the BG_show, the Brad Garrett Show. That's it. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. You can find us at radiogolfclub.com, iTunes, Stitcher. You can listen to us via podcast if you miss part of this. And we want you to be on Big Break, so we'll be letting Golf Channel know, okay?
All right.
Thanks,
Brad. We have a wonderful day, and be great. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye.
We're going to come back and talk to somebody who does television production for a living. He probably knows all about putting together a Big Break show. His name is Mike Billingsley, and he's the co-creator, founder, producer, cameraman, GolfLiveTV.com. If you're listening someplace where Fox Sports is on, and you might be able to actually catch the show in the gigantic screen that you have at home. And I didn't get a chance to ask Brad who he's rooting for tomorrow's game. Darn it. Oh, wait. I'll tell you who I am after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Okay, I promised I'd tell you who I'm going for Super Bowl. Okay, I didn't get a chance to ask Brad. I forgot, darn. Steelers were out. Okay, fine. So then it's 49ers, right? So granted, the 49ers lost the game to the Seahawks. Blew my mind. But the Seahawks were the ones there when the 49ers lost. So I have to root for Denver. Does that make any sense at all? Of course it doesn't. let's bring into the show... Oh, before we bring in Mike Billingsley from Golf Life TV, okay? GolfLifeTV.com. You got to check it out. This is a little discovery that I can't wait to share with you. I also want to share this with you. You've got to go stop by Acura of Honolulu and try out their new 2014 RLX. It's a gorgeous car, okay? Tell them you heard about it from me on the Golf Club show, okay? When you take one home, they're going to throw in a Valentine's Delight package, okay? It's a dinner for two at Morton's. You get a dozen roses delivered to your significant other and a gift certificate to Robert Palma Designs, one of the island's most luxurious custom jewelry stores, okay? And, of course, Acura is offering rates as low as 0.9% on all the new 2014 RLXs to help you save and splurge a bit, okay? So you won't hear about this anywhere else. Give TJ Jones a call. His number is 942-4555. 942-4555. Or go down to 7-Eleven, Alamoana Boulevard, and say, TJ, I want to check out that 2014 RLX and take it home. Let's bring into the show now a gentleman I've met just recently and opened a whole new world of golf tips and television to me. Even though I can't watch on my giant screen, I can watch from the comfort of my office on my computer screen. Mike Billingsley is the co-creator, founder, producer, cameraman, GolfLifeTV.com. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you?
Fabulous. It's storming on the windward side. Olomana is closed. That's one of the beautiful golf courses on the east shore near Waimanalo. It's gorgeous. But unfortunately, there's a lot of rain. Uncle Tom Moffat, one of the top producers, music promoters here in Hawaii, just dropped in for a second and was able to watch. It's a great morning. How are you? Where are you?
I am in Denver, in Broomfield, which is a little north of Denver, and we have a brand new, fresh blanket of about 6 inches of white powder in our yard. So it's a gorgeous, gorgeous winter morning here.
Oh, you're making me jealous. You got powder on top of a firm pack. It sounds like a great day to go ski.
You know, if I could get up into the mountains, I would. You know, I grew up my adult life in Vail, so I miss it in times like this. I was there for 16 years, but I've been trying to convince my son to maybe see if we could trek into the mountains later this afternoon to get a few runs in. We'll see.
That would be cool. I understand you started doing sports vignettes around skiing. Tell us how Golf Life TV came to be.
Well, you know, in 1990, I started my company in 92, and I had a guy say, you know, we were in Vail, and I had a whole other idea in mind, and I had a guy say, hey, you know, I think you could use our studio over here. And so I got this wild idea to do a ski show, and we called it Ski TV, and I met a couple skiers, and one thing led to another, and 14 years later, I was still doing Ski TV, but along the way, I met a great guy who was doing a little radio show, ironically, like you are, there in Vail, and he helped me with Ski TV, and he was great on camera, and I said, you know, hey, what do you think about a golf show? And so we started traveling around and doing a show that originally was called Resort Golf in America. War Center Beer helped us out with it, and we went to great places like Bay Hill, and we kind of had a little model where we went out on the course and played the course with the host professional, and D was great. He had great banter, and at one point or another, D went away. He had to move away from Vail, and another lady by the name of Erica Webster came on. She was a top PGA professional. She was actually the head professional at Cordillera Mountain, which is a beautiful course in the Vail Valley, and Erica was our host for many years. And she as well was awesome on the course with the professional, and we traveled around and shot golf courses and did travel golf, and so that's kind of how it started. And we renamed it Golf Life in '99, and it's been on the air nationally on Fox Sports Net for years and years, and it's the national show for Fox. So it's been a very interesting ride. It's now a lot different show than it was then. We met Dave Brennan, who I credit for a lot of our success. Dave is the publisher of Golf Tips magazine, and Dave was kind enough to introduce me to a lot of people in the golf industry out in Carlsbad and, you know, in the manufacturing area, as well as a lot of golf professionals who were good on camera doing golf tips. So we became more of a magazine show, and that's sort of the show that we have these days now, is more of a magazine program.
I'm talking with Mike Billingsley, a co-creator, founder, producer of GolfLifeTV.com, for those of us who don't get Fox Sports or that don't have the show carried. If you have Fox Sports, maybe it's not available to you. Now, I was checking out one of the episodes because these episodes focus on golf lifestyle and information that's important to golfers, okay, like equipment, golf gear, apparel, instruction, golf courses, golf travel, instruction, stuff to make our game better, instruction, you know, let's all go away. That's really tips. That's so important because we want to, something will touch you. Something will make your eyes open, go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. You know, people can say it to you over and over and over again, but if you don't feel it, if it doesn't register for some reason the way you learn, you're just not going to go, you're not going to have the aha moment. When you have the aha moment and you get it, boy, it feels good. So there are new products, personalities, of course, are focused on. And I was watching the Solheim Cup preview. You told me this is one of the most watched episodes that you have. So I went to GolfLifeTV.com and I checked out the Solheim Cup preview. And what I loved, wow, this episode included a bunker tip from Chuck Cook and the putting alley presented by Mike Billingsley. You do a fine job on television, Mr. Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, this bunker tip from Chuck Cook, why don't you tell it? Because I'll get too excited. I'll take over the show.
Well, you know, I will say this about instruction. I was lucky enough to be in the Vail Valley, and if anybody has ever experienced the Vail Valley, it's a magical place like nowhere else in the world, I think. It's very unique. It's a wonderful place. And Chuck Cook actually put an academy at Red Sky Golf Club there, and I got to meet Chuck personally. And I really credit him as one of my mentors in golf tips, because Chuck is as good at doing golf tips as anyone I've ever met. And in fact, he's funny because, you know, if you don't know who Chuck is, he's a legendary golf teacher, golf coach. He actually was Payne Stewart's golf coach during Payne's run at the U.S. Open and taught, you know, a lot of these tips and a lot of drills that Chuck uses on camera to Payne and other players like, you know, guys like Tom Kite and Corey Pavin and what have you. So anyway, Chuck is great on camera, and I started doing golf tips with him and learned the sort of the craft of creating great golf tips. And I think the key to it is really understanding what the instructor's trying to get across, and then really use, you know, multiple camera angles and graphics and animation to try to accentuate and get the key point that they're trying to get across. And I've been fortunate enough to work with many of the top teachers across the United States, and there's just so many wonderful guys out there. So yeah, Chuck has wonderful bunker tips. I'm not sure exactly which one you saw.
Smiling face on the club for coming out of the bunker.
Oh, isn't that the greatest golf tip ever?
It is the greatest golf tip ever.
It is. And, you know, Chuck was a guy who actually came up through Golf Digest school. So he credits his success to guys like Bob Toski and what have you. And that's just a simple golf tip that he said that actually his father taught him, ironically. But it basically, the idea is to draw a smiley face on the club face and to see it in your backswing and see it in your foreswing. And I tell you what, I used that tip with my son when he was about six or seven, and it was amazing to see my boy hit a beautiful bunker shot right away, almost immediately. So it definitely does work. But, you know, just a segue, I mean, instruction is really what people want. We've learned that over, you know, almost 20 years of doing golf television and online video, and that's what, you know, we get enormous amount of views online for, you know, golf tips. And of course, if they're tied to guys, we've done a lot of work with Dave Pels, who's a wonderful instructor who I've been able to spend a lot of time with. And of course, those tips get millions of views because it's Dave Pelz. But the point is that's what I think people want. So we try to bring that to everything we do. We try to bring that to, you know, equipment features. If we're going to review equipment or look at equipment, I try to look at it from the perspective of a guy who says, well, how's that going to help my game? You know what I mean? Because that's really what it's all about, is how can I get better? That's what people want to know. And so it's about your golf life, your golf lifestyle is the concept.
It's excellent. Now, the putting alley is very interesting because there's two levels, right? I mean, and all you have to do is go to golfliftv.com. And then you'll see different episodes. Look for the episodes. There's also a schedule, because this airs across the country on Fox Sports Networks, reaching 80 million homes from Wisconsin to the west, to the south, southwest, north, Oklahoma, Ohio, Midwest, Florida, Detroit, Arizona. Did I get them all?
It's everywhere. You know, Fox has been a great partner. We, as I said, started with the ski show, and that was very successful. And we built a relationship with all of the regional program directors in all the regions. But then we started working with LA, with their main office, and they took the show and made it more of their national show. So the nice thing about the program is that they distribute it, and they run it a lot. It gets a lot of frequency. So like in Arizona, for example, it might run, you know, 10 times in a month, or in Florida, you know, all over the country. And so, you know, generally it's Fox Sports Net, but there are some regions that are called Root Sports, which is the same thing, basically. I won't get into why, but, and then we are on a few Comcast Sports Net regions. And so, but it is a national TV platform, and it runs a lot. But as you mentioned, you know, we can be found anywhere. If you want to watch us on YouTube, go to youtube.com/golflife. If you want to watch us on iTunes, we actually have the number one video podcast for golf that is out there. We have two podcasts actually on iTunes that you can download. So we're everywhere, really, if you just look for the Golf Life, and you can follow us on Twitter. So we try to get our stuff out there. You know, I get it. It's hard sometimes to catch TV these days. You know, everybody's busy, so we try to get it where we can get it in your hands.
Yeah, that's what I kind of do. You know, it's on, my show is on Stitcher. It's on iTunes. You can get the RSS feed, come straight to you. But I love Stitcher because it doesn't take up any memory on your phone. It streams right through. So it's not like you get clogged up, because sometimes, you know, podcasts, you get a whole bunch, but you can always delete them. So it's all up to you. We're going to take a real quick break, take care of the people who take care of us, and we'll be back. We're talking with Mike Billingsley. He and Dave Brennan created a lovely TV show. It's about 30 minutes long, includes tips, fashion, gear, the latest shoes, all the stuff from the PGA show. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available Acura Link. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With Juuleye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in and available Acura Link surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a
beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Wayne Kagehiro from Wahiawa, you have won the two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. You won 30 minutes ago. We're going to give another two rounds away next week. It's all part of Valentine's Day. And speaking of Valentine's Day, go buy yourself a gorgeous new car. You know, it's a dream that you want to make come true. Go do it. Go to 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Ask TJ Jones to put you into one of those gorgeous 2014 RLXs. And he's got a package that you will really like to take home with you. It includes dinner for two at the luxurious Morton's Restaurant, a dozen roses delivered to your significant other's door, and you'll get a gift certificate to Robert Palma Designs, home of some of the island's most luxurious custom jewelry. So go over. It's only through TJ Jones, TJ at Acura of Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana. His number? It's 942-4555. We're talking with Mike Billingsley. Mike, we've got a couple of minutes, like three or four. And what I need is two things from you. What impressed you the most at the PGA show that came out of it? And who are you rooting for the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll start with the Super Bowl. I think it's obvious. I'm very, very excited. I don't think anything else matters to me this weekend, but the Denver Broncos getting it done. It's going to be so exciting. My friends are all coming over. We're going to have a big old party, and Denver is just crazy. The radio here is amazing. It's hilarious. It's a great ride, and hopefully they can get it done. Peyton can finish it off, and we're excited. So obviously, I'll start with that. The PGA Show question. That's a tough one. Let me think. You know, I actually was pretty busy at the show. We go around and try to catch up with all of the major manufacturers, and work on, you know, getting content for you guys out there that are interested in golf equipment and what's new. And we don't race out there and try to get, you know, the latest fastest shot on there. We take our time. The manufacturers actually send us the product. We get some shots. We take some nice video of the product, and then we put it up over the course of the next month, and we'll release those. So I saw some wonderful new equipment from, you know, all the manufacturers. I think it's always amazing to me, you know, the new stuff that comes out and the new things that are invented for golf. It's crazy. I think probably the coolest thing I saw, I will give these people a plug because I really liked what I saw there, is a company called Think Golf. They have a website, which is THINQ.com, and I just thought it was neat. It's a mental game that they've come up with. A lady out of Arizona who was a playing professional and then became a psychiatrist, did study psychology, and she basically came up with this game to help you with the mental aspect of golf. So I thought that was neat. I saw some other neat stuff. Some of the manufacturers are creating some beautiful new golf equipment for 2014. So it was a fun show for sure.
I'm amazed about the shoes, man. The apparel, feet being taken care of.
Oh, well, you know, OGIO had a great, I went to the OGIO booth and we did a feature on their new shoes. And who would have thought OGIO getting into the golf,
it's magnificent.
Footwear line. And Oakley had these shoes that looked like you were ready to run a 100-yard dash. They were amazing. They were unbelievably light. I think they were like less than 4 grams. They were unbelievable. So the OGIO thing is kind of neat. They have this new footbed that kind of forms around your foot, and they actually demoed that. So that was neat.
Awesome.
Callaway, actually, the funny thing of the show, I don't know if you heard about this, but Callaway had a tank at the show.
Mike, my show's over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, darling. We could talk for days. You're the best. Thank you so much for being on the show, Mike Billingsley. Poipu Bay Golf Course 18 Championship Holes, one of our sponsors. Go get a gift card for somebody for Valentine's Day. You know, they've got the special. You can go practice and play three holes, only $25 after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's perfect. When you get out of work, go practice and play. And you know, Poipu Bay, it's visually stunning. Star Protection for property threat risk assessment. Get those guys on your property. They'll figure out where the risk is, then they'll tell you how to protect your place of business or your home. It's Star Protection. Acura of Honolulu, you got to go test drive that new 2014 RLX this weekend. And if you take one home, you get dinner for two, you get a dozen roses, and you get a gift certificate to Robert Palma Designs. Call TJ942-4555. And thank you for listening. This is RadioGolfClub.com online. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.